daf chof hey yomer aleph. Topic more says a stimulus meister, but who is tall? The more says now pashta vinyo de pumpadisa. Rashi says in the shame of ish, him a person there, koyle li ada dailo ad the palga. He reached to ada, dailo means the, Rashi says before, dailo means he was the shamish, he was the waiter. So he reached to the height of ada dailo ad palga to half of him. Or the kuliyama, the rest of the world at his time of pashta vinyo, koyle pashta vinyo de pumpadisa ad chatsayo. He only reached to half of him, or else some say means to his thigh. On the side, Yoruch says, ad chatsir, koydimat palgir. Means stay for half of him. So it's a continuation of how tall each one was over the other one. Now the Gemara says, sholu lufnei Rebbe. They asked the shala from Rebbe like this. What's going to be, hamapeles shvir mole bosa. Let's say Nisha has a miscarriage, and it comes out as a shvir. That's like a sack of skin. That's the skin really of the uber itself, of the fetus itself. So shvir comes out of Isha, shvir, the sack of skin. Mole boser, it's full of meat. Before we had a locha, it's full of water. What's going to be if it's full of meat? Ma, what's the locha? Do we say that it's called a leder or not? So omalehem, so Rebbe said back to them, loy shemat, I didn't hear. I'm not sure what the locha is. Is omalefon of Rebbe Yishmav, Rebbe Yosi. So Rebbe Yishmav, Rebbe Yosi said like this, that kach omer abba. This is what my father said over. As Rabbi Shmuel is saying over the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi, that my father said like this, that Mole Dam Tamei Nida. So the Nisha has a miscarriage and a sack comes out full of blood. So you say that Dam is Dam Nida. She's telling me Mishum Dam, not Dam Nida. Not Mishum Aleida, but Mishum Nida. Mole Bosa, what's going to be if it's full of meat? Then we say Tamei Aleida, yes, it's called a Aleida. So the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi, Taka Paskin, what? That's called a Aleida. On this, Rabbi said to him, Omalais, Rabbi said back, if you would have just told me something new from your father the first time, like I would listen to you. But after now, since you already told me over one halacha before from your father, and that halacha is not really a halacha lemaisa, because that was only like a yochid, that he said over that halacha, like we'll soon see what it is. But the kitzah, Rabbi Yishmael already told over Adolfo Chiddish to Rebbe in the name of his father. There was only like a Yochid. So Rebbe is saying, I see I don't pass like you because you tell me over the name of your father like a Das Yochid. So Mei Lehonami, that's to tell me right now also that he passed that she sees a Shvir Mole Boss that she's from later. Shemek Rebbe Yishu Amra. Maybe that's only according to Rebbe Yeshua Shita. And Vienna Lach Rebbe Yishu, we don't pass like Rebbe Yeshua. So Rashi brings down, when the Lach is said before name of Sumchis was, Rashi says, a brace Pirkin. That dam shebetzei chaticho metamim mishum nida v'chidoihi. The venisha is mafol a piece of flesh, and in the middle of the flesh we find some dam that Tzumchus before said that's called dam nida. And you, Rabbi Yosi, said like that, and that's not like a yochid. We don't paskin like him. So Mele Rebbe said, since you told me over that halach and a das yochid, maybe this halach is telling me over also is on like a das yochid. It's like a Yeshua. Like Rashi says, Kiv Yeshua amro the mishum or. That she just has a miscarriage of a shvir, just a sack of skin that comes out, with that alone he holds his tummy. That's called the leida. So, v'chidoihi, it's only like a das yochid, the duma, filu, moly, even though it's full of boso, could be pulled up on argue on him. Kivun, diena, maruka, mirilum, lehevi, vlad. Since it never had a form to it, this piece of meat, this piece of flesh, it's not called the leida. The Alpha God, the Pligri of Yeshua, Bishvilu Chodayu, the Mole Dam, Moida, the Lav Ladu. Even though Yeshua says the Stama Shvir is a Din Leido, but where it's full of Dam, there he would agree maybe it's not called the Leido. Because the Dam of Chichole, since it has Dam, that's Mole. Because here, this Halacha Rebbe said, oh, this Halacha Rebbe Shmuel said, the name of his father was, that if this Shvir is Mole Dam, she's only Tamim Mishum Nida. So who, that should be a proof, it's not according to Rebbe Yeshua. But the according to Yeshua, that should have a loch of tumas aleda. That's what Rashi answering no. That where it's mole dam, the dam is mechiyach, it's like not aleda. But where it's just dam a shavir, or else where it's mole bosa, the reason why Rabbi Yosi yelled this tumay aleda, because that's according to Yeshua shita. But we argue on Yeshua. But the Gemara says the Tani would learn like this: Hamapelis shavir. If Anisha has a miscarriage of a shavir, just a sack of skin comes out. Shein the marukan that has no form to it. What's the locha? Rabbi Yeshua says, Vlad. That's considered a Vlad. She's telling me Mishum Leida. Just the shvir alone gives you tumas leida. The chom and the chom say no, ain't the blood, it's not called the blood. So that's what Rabbi said. We pass can let the chomim. So according to chomim, it could be, even though it's molly boso, maybe it's also not considered a blood. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish. Mishum Rabbi Yishu. Shlok is over the name of Rabbi Yishu like this. That machloikis, where's the machloikis? Be ochr. So only machloikis if this shvir was full of like a dirty water inside. Bokar Rashi says, Master Batoichi ochr, what was inside was a little bit dirty, diluted. Yikul, maybe we could say there, maybe Vlad Hoyvin the Muach. It was called the Vlad and it melted down. So that's machloikis, that's why it should be Tomei. So this is where Yeshua says it's called the Vlad, and the Chom said, no, it's not called the Vlad. Albert Solo, where it's clear, the Rihakalain of Lad, where inside the water is clear, the Shvir is clear, everybody else, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree, that's not considered the Vlad, it's not called the Leda. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he says no, that Bitsolo Machlaikis, that the Machlaikis is even by Tzol, even where the Shvir comes out and inside the liquid is clear, it's also Machlaikis. The question, what does he mean to say? Iboilihu. The Tzolol Machlekes, is that where the Chum argument says it's not called the Vlad, and only Rabbi Yeshua is called the Vlad. Abu the Ocher Divri Hak of Vlad, but in case where inside the Shvir, the color there is like dark, it's like dirty, then everybody, even the Chum agree it's called the Vlad. Aduma maybe no. Bein bezeh Machlekes. Yeshua maybe just means to say that according to Yeshua, even though its soul is clear liquid inside the Shvir, it's also called the Vlad. The Chum argue both places, both whether it's off or whether it's solo, in both places not called of later. That's a good shayla. What did Bishur Balev really mean to say? Nothing more says, Mesu, have a question. It says, Zu Dorosh Rebishur Ben Chanan, this is Rebishur Ben Chanan Dashner, this. At the Pasuk says, Vayas Hashem Elokim Liyodom Liishtoi Kosnasor Hashem Neith Odom Rishon and for Chavom, a covering of skin, Kosnasor, Vayavishim, and he covered them. So in this pasuk we learn out Malamed Shena Kodesh Baruch Hu Ois Or L'Odom, a Kodesh Baruch does not make skin for a person, and Elim came late so unless he's created. So L'Chura wasn't meant to say Almo, the Or Tal Yimilsa, L'Chura Yeshua Dashens like this. This is the Drosh of Yeshua Ben Chananya, and that's why Yeshua Dashens. That the shvir, the reason why he says of an isha's mapel is shvir, which means the sack of skin, that tamaleda, because long as skin comes out, that's a proof that there was a vlad there. You see, the main thing is totally, if there's or, I don't care what's inside it, even though it's solo, still Rabbi Yeshua would say that it's tamale. It's not like Rish Lakish. The Rish Lakish wanted to say, even according to Yeshua, she's only tamale if it was och, if it was dirty inside. But if it was clear, then he holds its tor, even though skin came out. So there's mashma, not like Rish Lakish. So Gemara says, and it says, "Alma ba'or talya milsa loishin och of loishin atzola." Doesn't make enough community whether it's och or whether it's dirty inside. The water is diluted, dirty inside, or whether the water is atzola, whether it's clean inside, clear inside. So iamit bishleim. If you tell me bishleim is good according to Yeshua ben Levi, that atzola machleki is that they even argue by atzola also. Hainu di yitzchakro. That's why it's good. According to Yeshua, you have to have a krum. That Yeshua has to dash in this posture that the ikka was totally in the leder, is that there was a shvir, there was skin there. But el abotiyam, if you want to tell me that the ochor machlekes is the machlekes is by ochor, only where it's dirty inside, and then the pshat is that the ochor, the reason why it became dirty, because well, the vlad was in there, and the vlad got diluted there, if so, then it's not because of the skin alone, it's so lomely krum, what do I have to have a posik for then? Svar biyamu, according to that svar ochor, that's a svar to say that the reason why the water became dirty well, inside the shvir was because there was a vlad there, and the vlad got diluted there. So l'churi elish ramin, if here it should be a proof, that the Bitsolo Machlokes should be right according to Yeshua ben Levi, that says that according to Yeshua, he even argues where it's solo, even though it's clear inside. See, if it's not the pshat that we said that there was the vlad inside it, but rather this shvir alone. And that's the postik here, that kosnas or vayavishem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives skin to someone that's going to be born. So therefore, since skin came out, that's a proof that's called the vlad. Shmamin, it's a good proof. Now the Gemara says that, but the chain Omer of Nachum, Nachman also said, the name of Omer, Rabba Baravua, Machlokes Biyochor, this is the back to like Rish Lakish. That where is the Machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chomin? It's only if inside this Shvir, it was Ocher, it was dirty, the water. Avu Bitsola, but it was clear, then Diri Hakulain of Lad, everybody holds it's not called of Lad, and he also must have argue on the Pshat, he doesn't dash in the Pasik. And according to Bishu, it's only a Svarak to say that if it's Ochr inside, meaning it's like dirty inside, so that's a proof to say that there was a Vlad there. Avu Bitsola, in the case we're inside, it's clear, then Diri Hakulain of Lad. This thing more says, Eitzvei Rav, the Rav Nachman, so Ravi is a Kashat Rav Nachman. Elo Omru, it was said, this Gemara Bechoris, Elo Omru, that Simin Vlad be Behema, Daka Tinef. If you want to know whether Behema Daka gave birth already before, to say that now the Vlad it's having now is not a Bechor, it has Magdusha's Bechor on it, so that the proof is by Behema Daka Tinef, that if one time she let out dirt came out from her, that's a proof to say she was pregnant, and therefore that was the first Vlad, and she has another one, it's not a Bechor. Begasa, let's say by Behema Gasa, what's the proof to say it had one later? Shulya, if a placenta comes out from a Behema Gasa, that's a proof to say that it had once an Uber, and therefore the second one coming out is not a Bechor. The Isha, what about an Isha? Shvir v'Shulya, either one, either the placenta comes out, the Shulya, or else the Shvir, just a sack of skin. But the Ilu Shvir v'Behema let Potter. But if a behema lets out just a sack of skin, that's not called a petter, that does not part the second one from being a bechor. So the question is why? Iyam, if you can tell me a bit shlema bit solul, to hear by an isha what type of shvir comes out. A shvir that's clear, you can see straight through it. Machlekes. And on this alone was the machlekes before the Yeshua said, yes, she's tamaleda. And the chum say no, is mishum hachi isha the ribi bekro, and the pshat from Yeshua is, like we dashed in the pasuk before. So then it's good that here that we're talking about now is shvir that's clear. And therefore only by an isha, by a person, there we have a pasuk. We have bishan kosna orum to say that it's totally in the skin, that's called the leda. And therefore, pota bo shvir. Therefore by an isha, when she gives birth to a shvir, that patasa. That makes it hashem leda. But the behema, by behema, the leri b'kroa, there's no pasuk by behema to say that a shvir, the skin alone, is called a leda. Is lepotabo, it doesn't give it a shame later, therefore the next kid is called a bechor. So then shapav are very good. What's the chil between an isha and a behema? But Eliyam, if you want to tell me, b'yochom achleikas, even according to Yeshua by an isha, it's only when the shvir has dirt inside it, is ochur, that's when he'll just call the leda. Says, so michti, let's see, svaru, that's called the svaru. Is so maishna isha, maishna behema, what should be the difference between an isha and a behema? Both of them, lukhura, it should be called a leda. And by both of them, the next one should not be called a bechor. So, lukhura is akasha. Samara says, no. Mi sarvet, who told you? Do you think to say that Yab Yeshua, Mifshev Shitla, according to Yeshua, it's poshetim, to say that what is called a leda, that if the shvir comes out, it's called a leda? No. It could be even according to Yab Yeshua, Svuki Misavkula, he also has a doubt whether it's called a leda or not. And therefore, the Yozal Hok Lechumra, Vach Lechumra. That even according to Yeshua, you have to go both ways Lechumra and say like this. God the Isha, by an Isha, the question is the next kid called a Bechor? That should be the opinion of Ben or not. The Mamainu. That's only a child in moment. Is the Achir to be pointed to the Ben with the Chomish Leimanat? That's the Klaalis, Sophic Mamainu Lekula. Since it's only a child in moment, this Sophic Mamainu go Lekula. God be Behema, the Yisuru. By a Behema, it's called Yisurim. The Ika, the legabe gizav avoda by the heim with the shalom it's called the bechor. There's an isurim on it. It's also the gizav avoda. So therefore, suffering gol isurim is lechumra. You go lechumra. So Zemar says hachinam megabish the same thing by nishur also. Suffering tumul lechumra. Lechumra to shalom whether she's tummy or not to give it. It's also chumra. The giving to say she's a leida. So then lemaisa should have you made tyre also. Therefore, if she have a shame later, she's going to give you may tyra. She'll have the young that she dam, she sees she's throwing them. So if you have to tell the chumra to say what, it's not called the later, no, she should not have may tyra. So really, according to Yeshua, it's only a suffix. So first the question is this true? Me, Miss Afkla, the try have to say, according to Yeshua, it's only a suffix. I have a crook on me, dash is a posik. So first of all, it's only me, the rabbon across master biyamhu. And so a crook is only a master biyamhu. Oh, Malay, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Shalmi, the Rav. Her Rebbe, we just said over Rebbe's din that he had a suffix, what's going to be by Yeshvir Malibosa. Her Rebbe Shmob, Rebbe Yossi was the one that said that it's Tamei, it's called a Leda. For Rabbi Yeshiv or Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, they're the one that would say what the Machlek is, only by Ochor or by Tzolo. So he has to shout, Lamar Kaman Tzvila, who do you hold like? Mar Kaman Tzvila, that's what Rechanin Namashalmi has to, Shema Shema Rav, he has to Rav. What do you hold like? Only he said like this. I say echot zevi echot zayin echoshish. I say both of them. Whether the shvir is molei is solul, or whether it's ocher is zayin echoshish. Yod is not called a vlad. If you're the son of God, of course, Rabbi Yeshua, and we pass not like Rabbi Yeshua, we pass not Rabbanin, and therefore echad ochor v'echad solol is ein echasheshes. It's not called a leda. Shmuel Amr Shmuel says no, echad zev echad echasheshes. Yes, you have to be afraid. You have to give the shame leda. And therefore, Rashi says Yeshevish you may tumah, but vein lo you may tayer. It's only a suffix. So therefore, the chumrish you have to have you may tumei as a leda, but not lekulish. Doesn't have the you may tayra from a leda. And because the Shmuel Tam Shmuel goes according to his own time, that the Chiyosi of Dim Ravim, he came on me like this, Meyerlem Medochi Shofer Ben Adoy. He never passed him that his Shvir is Torah completely. He never said it's Torah in Nadoy, which is the Asper the Shmuel. I mean to say, it's always a Sophic Tumor. But Levar excluding one case, Meyuhu Shvir is once a case of a Shvir of the skin, the sack of skin, the Osla Kaim of the Shmuel, they brought in front of Shmuel. The monach alechut hasar magis. On one side there was a piece of hair sticking over there. The chazi magis on the other side, you could see straight through. It was so clear that you could see the hair on the other side. Omri said like this: the mitzvah of the vlad heavy would have been true that this is a shvir, that it was a vlad inside it. It's a lehevi zayi kulihai. It wouldn't have been so clear. It's only such a case like this that you say for sure it's Torah. Benachlami, any other time, he has a shout to say, maybe it's Tumah, and therefore he'll like Shmuel, the Shmuel Taimei, that we are Chaysheshes Levlad. Now it says, Mishneh v'mhoyim Arukim, let's say the Shvir had a form to it, and then talk it to Tumah later. Then it says, Mishneh Teish L'Zochav N'Kefa. Turn around, what about this? Ezel Shvir Marukim, what's called the Shvir, the sack of skin that has a form on it? Chilas Brios to the beginning of an uba of a fetus when it starts to first be created, Meroshah, it starts to be created from its head. Ushte Enof, its two eyes, is Kishte Tipin. It's like two drops, Shel Zvuv, of a fly. Its eyes is like the eyes of a fly. Turn it on like this, Rebbe Chia. Ruchokim Zemizer, they're very far away one from the other. Now, Shnei Chutmin, the two nostrils of his nose, Kishne Tipin is also like two drops. Shall Zvuvo fly. And Tony Reb Chia, Umukurovim Zelezeh, here they're very close one to another by the nose. Upiv, his mouth, his muscle is stretched out, Kuchut Hasarim, like the length of a hair, or Chut Hasarim, Rashi, yeah, Chut Hasarim, length of a hair. Ugviyoso, and it's Aver, Ugviyos is Chadosha, it's like a lentil. If you moisten the cave, let's say this fetus is in the cave, then then it looks like a barley, longer the length of it. So Rashi says, he stuka lorka, it's like cracked along the length of it. Now, v'chituch yodayim v'raglayim, the forming, the cutting of its hands and feet, is aimloy, it doesn't have anything. V'chituch yodayim v'raglayim, it doesn't have any feet or hands yet when it first starts to be created. V'yolam first v'kavon, this is what the pasuk says. The niyav, it says, haloy kecholov tasicheni, like milk he should be. He like poured me out like milk. Or could you be when you chilled me up, or you may curled me up like cheese. Or ubosa tabasheni, you should clothe me with skin and flesh. The atzomas the gidim and the bones and the gidim are in nerves, veins. To sochmen you should cover me with. Yechayim v'chesna sisimodi. Of kudasecho shomeruchi. You should watch myself. Sarkoponim, it's mashm over here. The kids are like very small at the beginning from the rush, then it starts to be formed, the hands and the feet later on. Now, the enboit kenois, you don't check out this shvir or this fetus, but mayim can't tell it out in water, like soaking in water to see if it has a form or not. Shamayim asin, because the water is too strong for it. It's like too hard for it, and it may ruin it. Or the torgenois, and it'll ruin it. Ella rather, but you have to check out the